Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, God's Unfailing Memory, was written by Wynn Collier. A man owned more than $400 million in Bitcoin, but he couldn't access a cent of it. He lost the password for the device storing his funds, and disaster loomed. After 10 password attempts, the device would self-destruct, a fortune lost forever. For a decade, the man had agonized, desperately trying to recall the password to his life-altering investment. He tried 8 passwords and failed 8 times. In 2021, he lamented that he had just 2 more chances before it all went up in smoke. We're a forgetful people. Sometimes we forget small things, where we placed our keys. And sometimes we forget massive things, a password that unlocks millions. Thankfully, God isn't like us. He never forgets the things or people that are dear to him. In times of distress, Israel feared that God had forgotten them. Isaiah 49:14 reads, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Isaiah assured them, however, that their God always remembers. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast? The prophet asks. Of course, a mother will not forget her suckling child. Still, even if a mother were to commit such an absurdity, we know God will never forget us. God says, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." God has etched our names into his own being. Let's remember that he can't forget us, the ones he loves. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 through 16. Shout for joy, you heavens! Rejoice, you earth! Burst into song, you mountains! For the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for being so trustworthy and for always remembering us and the promises you've made to meet our every need. Help us to rest in the knowledge that when life hurts and the future is unsure, you are always there and caring for us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.